Hey guys, it's Damian from Marketing Food Online, and tonight I'm going to give you the top five best veteran business loans. If you are looking to expand your existing business or get your food business up and running and you are a veteran, there are some fantastic ways to get funding, and I'm going to cover those right now. All right, guys, so let's get started. I wanted to cover a handful of different types of veteran business loans or grants. Depending upon the type of financing that you are looking for, how much you would need, and a handful of other factors, there are quite a few, actually, fantastic loan programs set up for veterans, and those that are either active or some that are retired. And of course, some of those requirements will definitely give you a different type of loan based upon your service and the fact that you've either been retired or maybe you have an existing business. There's a handful of variables, but I'm going to cover five of the different types that are available and ways that you can actually get them. What I'm going to do also, like I always do, down in the description, I'll give you a bunch of resources for you to click on too, so you can better educate yourself and look into some of the resources that I'll be discussing. So here's the thing. I've got a handful of subscribers. One in particular just recently had asked me about some information regarding veteran business loans, which was a really good topic because I actually personally have half of my family. My brother is a Marine, and my uncle was a Marine and cousin as well. And then I have a few other family members who served in the Army and a few other branches of the military. So, a lot of times they are starting, and I know that my brother does actually have a business. He has an e-commerce business. He has a couple of them. So this is definitely some information that would be in handy to know if you are a veteran looking to expand your business or even get one up and going. So let's get started. So the first one I want to get into is actually, this one's geared specifically towards military servicemen and women who actually have been either injured. This is actually a loan program that it's sponsored by the SBA, Small Business Administration, and it's a loan that's geared particularly toward current and veteran military reservists whose small business, you may have had a small business or you have one, but when you get called into active duty, there's been a financial strain put on the business, which is something that a lot of people don't really think about, but there's a lot of our military servicemen and women who actually own businesses, but when they go away, you know, a question comes up like who's running it, who's kind of running the show when they get called into duty. So this is actually the Military Economic Injury Loan. Okay. So, so if you own a small business, which had struggled financially, of course, as a result of being active duty service, the Military Reservist Economic Injury Disaster Loan, it's known as, it offers 4% interest rate loans that may be able to help businesses get back on its feet. Of course, because when you get called up and you can't run your business, it's going to suffer some financial strain. So that is the first one. Now, the great thing about this loan, you got to keep in mind that the program, if you go anything above, if you're requesting more than $50,000 for this specific loan, you need to have some form of collateral. But anything below that, they actually have terms in excess up to 30 years to pay it back. So that one is actually a fantastic one. I was kind of blown away at the terms on that loan. Because a lot of times business loans are much different and much more challenging to get than, say, a mortgage or any type of car loan. Business loans are very tedious and very hard to get because you have to prove that you've been in business for a certain period of time, that you're profitable, that you've got money in the bank. So there's a lot more variables and factors that come into play, I would say, compared to even just other traditional loans. So now, As a veteran owned or run business, there is a company by the name of Street Shares, and they actually are really big. They're huge on funding veteran business loans specifically. Okay, the company operates as an online auction marketplace, and how it works is that it actually connects entrepreneurs directly with investors with an interest in small businesses. So you're actually going to be dealing directly with investors. It's not a bank in a sense, but people who want to invest in businesses, and you would deal directly with them. Street Shares has a big focus on providing specifically business loans for veterans, by connecting those veteran business owners that are looking for funding, okay, to go directly to the investors themselves. So I'll put again, I'm going to put a link up for them. StreetShares is very interesting. The way that it operates is kind of unconventional, so it's very unique. But it's definitely a way to go because you can end up getting loans in excess way over $50,000 to continue your business or to grow it. So next up is it's a nonprofit. It actually, this one actually relies on donors that provide the funding for this specific veteran business loan program. It's called Veterans Business Fund, and it's a resource. It's relatively new. It's not that old, but it's an up and coming resource for veterans who are seeking funding to open or expand small businesses, okay, or even purchase a franchise business. Now, that is something that I would highly recommend you look into. If you're kind of on the fence about what type of food business you really want to operate, and maybe all of the processes and everything about running it you're not familiar with. Franchising, of course, is just you buy a process. You're buying a method. You're buying a way to run a business. So when you actually look into franchises, that's really what a franchise is. I mean, if you go, let's say hypothetically, you go to buy a McDonald's franchise, you of course have to have quite a bit of money saved up for that. But what you're buying is, of course, anyone can open up a place that sells hamburgers and french fries and milkshakes. That's not rocket science. What you're buying, though, is the processes, is the strategic specific method, the methodology of operating and running a hamburger place as efficient as you can imagine, okay? Whether you like McDonald's or not, whether you like their food or not, the way that they make their food and the processes that are involved are amazing, okay? And that's one of the reasons why they cost so much money is that you're actually buying the process. So what this is actually, this is a fund. It's a nonprofit. It's a 501c. And like I mentioned before, it really relies on people who donate money to the fund. Veterans won't be able to finance their business entirely through that fund, as the program will offer loans that are kind of in conjunction with a business owner's personal equity. So the way that works is that you got to have, of course, some equity. You got to have some money somewhere for that to happen. But if you do have that, well, then this could be a great way for you to expand or begin to broaden your horizons, I guess you could say, with the business that you have up and running. So now the next one up, I've got it's actually known as the Service Disability Veteran-Owned Business Contracting Program. That's quite a mouthful. It's an SBA 8A service loan, okay? So this is actually the Small Business Administration helps veteran small business owners, okay, who have been harmed in the line of duty. So unfortunately, if that is something that has occurred in your situation and you have been in the line of duty and you've been harmed, this gives you some funding because, you know, you come back and you're looking to create a business and you want to do something on your own. So a certain amount of the government contracts with them you can secure through this program. And again, that's an SBA, it's a Small Business Administration Service Disability Veteran-Owned Business Contracting Program. So what else do we have up? Now, the next one that's up, this is really kind of unique. It's quite interesting, actually. It's known as the 7-Eleven Veterans Franchising. So, and it's got a similarity to what it states here is about the UPS and the number of companies, 7-Eleven and a handful of other companies, again, like UPS as well. They offer special specific benefits to veteran franchisees. So if you're a veteran, you're wanting to get a franchise, you're not wanting to start your own business from scratch, but you're wanting to buy a franchise, this would be something you can look into. So if you're eligible, you can actually receive up to 20% of a franchise fee, okay, or 65% of the financing through 7-Eleven. Now, this is something you might want to dig a little deeper. I'm not sure if actually 7-Eleven is offering this as a financing to purchase any franchise or if it's specifically geared towards the 7-Eleven franchise itself. That's something you can double check on, and I'll leave you all those links down below. So what do we have up next? Now, the next one, there's one here that we talk about the SBA quite a bit here. Small Business Administration does have a tremendous amount of different things to choose from in regards to the different types of loans or additional benefits and financing and such. So the SBA Express Loan Program, okay? So they have what's known as SBA's Patriot Express Program, has been a loan program that they've had for quite some time, but unfortunately, they put an end to that But they do have, because they did away with it, and they kind of, I believe, merged it with their traditional Express Loan program. And I'll put some more information as well about the Express Loan. But the all authorized veterans business loans of up to $350,000 can actually be processed through that Express initiative and have zero upfront fees. So you'll receive a response for your application within 36 hours when you apply for this type of loan, because it's part of that Express Loan program. And veterans can get literally up to 300. I mean, it's mind-boggling. It's over a $250,000 in financing, depending on, of course, on a lot of factors with what type of business you may look for or what you already have and how you want to expand it. So there's a handful. There's quite a few more types of loans and grants. The one thing I would definitely recommend is to click on a few of those links I've got in my description. And find out which one. The thing about these, the thing about these loans is that there is a lot of money that is available, okay? The type of hoops that you kind of have to jump through, if you will, the kind of things you need to show and present and paperwork and documentation. If you already are in a business, to show the length of years, a lot of these loans will be contingent upon that. The length of years, how much money you have, how much company debt there is, okay? Because every company, be honest with you, every company has some form of debt. It may be a little, maybe a lot. But all of that information comes into play when they start making decisions about how much they give you, and of course, the terms of how far. So now let me go over to, I'll give you two really quick also veteran grant programs, okay? Now, loan programs and grant programs are a little different in how they actually work, but this is definitely another route that you can take. A grant is not a loan, okay? So if you're a veteran who's been awarded a franchise through it's known as the VetFran Business Grant Fund, the IFA VetFran program, then you also can qualify for this grant, which gives you $10,000 towards any additions or purchases that would benefit your business. This could be something that would be in addition to what you may have already applied for. So it's a great supplementation for veteran-owned business loans. Okay, so if you're getting a loan, you can also get a grant, by the way. So the two can definitely be something you can apply for. Don't think that you can only get one or you would only qualify for one. Grants and loans can definitely be merged together. So now the other one, and I'm going to talk really quick about this second grant. This is something that's been around for quite some time. It's the USDA. It's the United States Department of Agriculture. Okay. They have a veteran and minority farmer grant. So it's called the 2501 program, and it's run by the Department of Agriculture. Okay. So this is a minority and veteran farmer grant. So if you're looking to create some type of a business related specifically to agriculture, okay, or the operations or expanding an operation of agriculture. It could be a farm, it could be, you know, an organic farm, it could be a hydroponic farm, something that's agricultural based. This grant program would be something that would be great for you, and that would be definitely something you should look into. So it is the USDA 2501 program. And again, I'm going to put a link that has all of this specific information about these grants and loans. And then what happens, once you click on it, it'll take you to this page. It's going to give you some additional links where you can actually click onto them, and it'll take you even more further into more specifics, and even possibly it's going to give you the applications and such as well, so you can look into it and apply for them. So with that being said, guys, I hope that gives you some idea. Don't think that you're stuck in a rut. If you are a veteran or a returning service woman or service man, and you have come back from service and you're trying to get a business up and running, there is a lot of great opportunities for you financially to get you up and running. So don't think that you're stuck. Do a little research, dig in, do a little bit of homework. There's a lot of grant programs. There's also a lot of loan programs. So if you already have an existing business and you just need to get the cash flow moving a little more and you need to expand, these are some great programs that you should definitely look into. So if this was a truly helpful podcast, give me a big thumbs up. As always, I thank you for taking the time to listen to the podcast. And I hope that this definitely gives you some information to work with. Marketing Food Online is always here to give you guys resources and help you out. So I will see you guys either on the next video, or you can listen to me on the next podcast. Take care.